Welcome back, my friends, to hour number two of The Flip Side on this Thursday, June the 23rd. Robbie Noel with you, a few minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, June the 23rd, broadcasting live from Baja, Mexico, on a glorious summer's day with a slight breeze blowing in from the Sea of Cortez. On my website, robbienoel.com, there are two stories, the two top stories, and we'll be dealing with both coming up this hour. One by a guy I like a lot and read often, Lawrence Vance, The Warmonger's Fruit of the Spirit. And then one that has always puzzled me, entitled Fear of Terror Makes People Stupid. Because I have often thought about, when did normal, rational thinking, pretty smart Americans either collectively all take the stupid pill or collectively all hit the stupid button? And I can trace it back to where it all began. But before we get deep into that subject, let's go back to the phones. And always enjoy hearing from Renee in North Carolina. Hey, Renee.
Yes. Now, first about Bernanke. Now, Now it seems to me if a guy admits in his position that he doesn't know what's going on and so many lives, financial lives are dependent on this, shouldn't he be replaced immediately? But you see, the lies have gotten so bad. You see, that the reason he's not lying about this is because they can't even come up anymore with a believable lie. So they're just saying they don't know because they figure they can get in less trouble that way. And number two, about the gold audit, don't get me wrong, I think we should try. I hear the music.
Yeah, you're getting good at this, Renee. We take a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49.
Welcome back. This Thursday, June 23rd, Robbie Noel speaking with the caller favorite, Renee from North Carolina.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like you say, I'm glad Ron Paul's pushing for an audit of the goal, but this is very close to how it will play out. It will take them a couple of years to even start auditing. They will allocate millions, but...
The first thing they got to do is they got to pass it. So it's got to go to a house. It's got to get past the house, and we see who's going to vote for it.
Right, and that'll be great.
And then it's got to go to the Senate, and we'll see who votes for it there. And then finally, it lands on the president's desk, and he's got to sign it, and then the audit will take place.
Right, and I agree with you. That will a lot tell us. Who's who? But this, even if they pass it, this is what they're going to do. It will take years before they start it. They'll allocate millions, but it will run over budget and cost us billions, even if there's one lousy tungsten bar in there that the gold plating has already started to chip off the tungsten. Okay, then years from now, the audit will probably take years. You know, we may be dead by then. And then when it's time, that they finally say they've completed it, they'll say, but we can't tell you what it is because it would be a threat to national security. We'll end up with nothing.
Oh, sure, they always throw up national security letters. But I think, Bernanke made some very interesting statements yesterday. And he made a revelation about where he stood on monetary policy in light of his prior statements of a decade ago when he was asked about the Japanese economy, and he responded that Japan was too passive in their methods. And yesterday, when questioned about his statements that he made about the Japanese economy, he actually said this. He says, well, I'm a little bit more sympathetic to central bankers now than I was 10 years ago. And that was... far and away, the most important thing he said the whole press conference, and for several reasons. First, it was pretty much the only spontaneous, unscripted thing he said the whole time. Second, because this is Bernanke basically admitting that sitting in an ivory tower telling others how to save the free world via monetary policy was a naive and idiotic thing to do. And so he simply demonstrated at this press conference yesterday that, we could say, but Mackie has no clothes. I think that press conference was very revealing.
Well, you know, the most dangerous people in our culture are very smart people in suits. You know, a lot of people waste their time worrying about people who are low in the pecking order, the guy coming across the border from Mexico, who wouldn't be coming if people, the big silverback gorillas in New York and D.C. had set up the system to use a carrot of enticing them over here, and they would put a stop to it immediately if they wanted to, but they don't want to. And so when you blame those people, you're blaming the wrong people. It's the people at the top. You know, I don't know about you, but I never lie awake at night worrying about the Down syndrome people, you know, being a threat to my safety. Okay, the people who are the most dangerous are really smart, okay? And they have no ethics. And so many of these people in finance, if you notice, that do get caught, they're not, before they went to Wall Street, they went to law school. And they went to law school so they could be a member of the Insiders Club and know how to steal legally. All the ones, even the ones, the few that got caught, you know, when Milk and all these people, the last one, what was it, Madoff, all these people, when you look, they graduated from law school before they went there. That's part of the problem.
Do you remember back during the height of the financial crisis when Lehman Brothers collapsed and the Treasury Secretary made many public statements at the time that the most important thing to do was to regain the public's confidence in the financial system?
Yeah, well, you know the con in con artist stands for confidence man, okay?
Sure.
The thing is, this whole confidence thing, no, I won't be giving you any of that. You know, people expect that almost as a gift. Oh, what's the matter? You don't trust me. You need to trust me. No, I don't trust you. And if you want it, you're going to have to earn it. You know, these people, they get all highly insulted. With their track record, we would be fools.
Yep. Oh, I know, Rene. Oh, I know. But, you know, as I said before, until Wall Street and Washington learns and relearns the adage, thou shalt not steal, I don't see any confidence returning by the public in general to the so-called financial institutions.
Well, not for anybody with brains, and that's why they're having to fake it. I think the people with money are pulling their money out of the market, which is why they have
That is one of the main reasons for and arguments for buying gold and silver and having it in your personal possession. Because here you have an asset where you have eliminated what we refer to as counterparty risk.
Yeah,
and so you become your own central banker, for want of a better word.
Right, because my faith, I know, has been lost completely. Like you say, that whole counterparty risk thing, at this point, you know, all these people who supposedly are financial advisors and stock market analysts and everything, anybody at this point who still trusts these people is a moron. And like I say, what they're really upset about is that we don't have confidence in them anymore. They're like horrified. It's like the whole thing's so corrupt, and that's why they had to come up with the cover-up. When all that thing crashed, okay, they had to cover up all the illegal activity they had done by paying off all the people overseas that they had ripped off, because the credibility of all these people in Washington, New York, if everybody worldwide found out what humongous liars they were, it would collapse. So they declared that a matter of national security, mostly security of their own behind, okay? And that's why they did all that stuff, taking that money to pay off the junk they'd sold to those people as AAA, because I read a long time ago, one person said, the reason they were doing it, see, those people said, you have committed fraud, and we're going to sue you in court. And so, see, that would have blown the whole thing out of the water, so they had to come up with this scheme to pay them off. And so that's why they did all this, and that's what I believe.
Oh, look, that big political brouhaha that was caused by Dana Rohrabacher when he visited Iraq, and he told the Iraqi prime minister that Iraq needed to pay back the U.S. $1 trillion for America freeing Iraq from that evil dictator Saddam Hussein. And now the Iraqi prime minister is talking to Joe Biden, wanting a full accounting of where $8.8 billion in $100 bills disappeared. And I remember many stories of pallets of $100 bills mm-hmm. being loaded up on military transport carriers and being flown into Iraq.
There were even jokes about them playing football with bundles of $100
bills. Yeah, absolutely. Well, $8.8 billion of that disappeared, and nobody can answer where it went.
Yep, and what can you say? And it's over and over again. The money that was missing before, the $3 billion that they said was missing before 9-1-1. It's over and over and over and over again. Oh, but they want austerity for us. Let's see. They want us to come cut back. To the point where this guy made the news in Gastonia, he robbed a bank for a dollar so they could arrest him because he needed medical care.
Yeah, that's a sad story. But it's a true story.
And he's not the only one.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, let me let you go.
Thanks, Renee. We'll be back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Thursday, June the 23rd. Robbie Noel with you for another half hour. I've received a lot of emails about the shows this week. Thank you all for them. I'm humbled by some of your comments. I don't have any greater insight than anybody else who's been a student of not only American history, but obviously one who pays attention to the events that unfolded in the 1990s, when there was a very vibrant and strong patriot movement / conservative movement growing in America, in large part in rejection of 8 years of the Clinton administration. But somewhere along the line, that conservative movement, that patriot movement, was hijacked by what we today call the neoconservatives. Unfortunately, last night, flipping through the channels, and unfortunately, yes, even here in Baja, we get Fox News, and for whatever strange reason, I stopped off on Bill O'Reilly's show, who is your quintessential neoconservative. Neoconservatives were liberals in the 80s, but became Republicans in the 90s because they were so tired of being on the losing side for so many years. And it just amazes me that those talking heads of the neoconservative movement, although they should have been discredited a long time ago because they've been wrong about everything, are still crowding the airwaves. People like Bill Kristol. David Horowitz. Well, he wasn't a liberal in the 80s. He was a fully-fledged communist in the 80s, but in the 90s he became a darling of the right, a darling of the neoconservatives. And the neoconservatives hijacked the patriot movement, which was, I have to say, a legitimate movement because, by and large, it dealt with the genius of America's founders, where debates were held not denigrating one because of their belief systems, but rather the interpretation of the writings of Jefferson and Madison, and a fine understanding of what the Bill of Rights was all about and how important it was in its role of not so much telling us what our rights were, but more importantly, delineating what the government could not do. And as I said earlier, I don't know when the collective of American patriots and conservatives all took the stupid pill, but they took the stupid pill. And so it was interesting, I find a commentary by Jack Hunter, and I like Jack. I've followed him a long time. He writes for the American Conservative. And here's a short piece by Jack Hunter explaining what's a neoconservative. Play the tape. Do we have the audio? The joys of technology. Sometimes it's a little slow.
What's a neoconservative? By Jack Hunter. My father suggested to me recently that it might be helpful to better explain what the term neoconservative means. A lot of people don't know, he said. As usual, Dad was right. Though decades old, the mainstream use of the word neoconservative is relatively new. I mentally filed away my father's suggestion, agreeing that a layman's explanation of neoconservative might be helpful when the time was right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without me. You got me singing the blues.
Welcome back to the Flip Side. On this Thursday, we're listening to Jack Hunter telling us what is a conservative. And just a programming reminder, tomorrow for 2 hours, we'll be speaking with Chuck Colson, where we'll be looking to the origins of the rise of evangelicals, because they are joined at the hip. And so let's get back to Jack Hunter's explanation of what is a conservative.
The time is right, as the American intervention in Libya has drawn a clearer line between neoconservatives and conventional Republicans than any event in recent memory. The neocons believe American greatness is measured by our willingness to be a great power through vast and virtually unlimited global military involvement. Other nations' problems invariably become our own because history and fate have designated America the world's top authority. Critics say the U.S. cannot afford to be the world's policeman. Neoconservatives not only say that we can, but we must, and that we will cease to be America if we don't. Writes Boston Globe neoconservative columnist Jeff Jacoby, quote, our world needs a policeman, and whether most Americans like it or not, only their indispensable nation is fit for the job. Neocon intellectual Max Boot says explicitly that the U.S. should be the world's policeman because we are the best policeman. Senator Marco Rubio heartily champions the neoconservative view, while virtually every other recognizably Tea Party congressman or senator opposes the Libyan intervention. Rubio believes the world's top cop should be flashing its sheriff's badge more forcefully in Libya and everywhere else. New York Times columnist Ross Douthat explains, quote, Rubio is the great neoconservative hope, the champion of a foreign policy that boldly goes abroad in search of monsters to destroy. His maiden Senate speech was a paean to national greatness, whose peroration invoked John F. Kennedy and insisted that America remain the watchman on the wall of world freedom. Rubio's flowery rhetoric is worth noting because neoconservatism has always been sold through the narrative of America's greatness or exceptionalism. This is essentially the Republican Party's version of the old liberal notion promoted by President Woodrow Wilson, that it was America's mission to, quote, make the world safe for democracy. Douthat describes Rubio as the great neoconservative hope because the freshman senator is seen by the neocon intelligentsia as one of the few reliable Tea Party-oriented spokesmen willing to still promote this ideology to the GOP base. I say still because many Republicans have begun to question the old neocon foreign policy consensus that dominated Bush's GOP. Douthat puts the neoconservatives' worries and the Republicans' shift into context. Quote, among conservatism's foreign policy elite, Rubio's worldview commands more support, but in the grassroots, it's a different story. A recent Pew poll found that the share of conservative Republicans agreeing that the U.S. should pay less attention to problems overseas has risen. In the debate over Libya, Tea Party icons like Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin have sounded more like Rand Paul than Rubio, and a large group of House Republican backbenchers recently voted for a resolution that would have brought the intervention screeching to a halt. As one of only a handful of Republicans to oppose the Iraq War, Republican Congressman Jimmy Duncan said in 2003, quote, "It is a traditional conservative position not to want the United States to be the policeman of the world." At the time, Duncan's party strongly disagreed with him. But this is because most Republicans didn't think of the Iraq War as policing the world, but as a legitimate matter of national defense. We now know that it had absolutely nothing to do with America's defense, and we're still bogged down needlessly in another nation's civil war. But this has always been the neocon ruse. If neoconservatives can convince others that fighting some war somewhere is in America's actual defense, they will always make this argument and stretch any logic necessary to do so. Whether or not it is true is less important than its effectiveness, but their arguments are only a means to an end. Neoconservatives rarely show any reflection, much less regret, for foreign policy mistakes because for them there are no foreign policy mistakes. America's wars are valid by their own volition. America's mission is its mission, writes Max Boot, quote, "Why should America take on the thankless task of policing the globe? As long as evil exists, someone will have to protect peaceful people from predators." Needless to say, perpetual war to rid the world of evil is about as far as one can get from traditional conservatism, but it was also the mantra of Bush's Republican Party. Boot now snidely asked the current GOP if they want to be known as the, quote, anti-military, weak-on-defense, pro-dictator party, due to their opposition to the Libyan intervention. This argument might sound strange yet familiar to Republicans. It was exactly what they said about Democrats who opposed the Iraq War. John McCain now calls Republicans who oppose the Libyan War isolationists. The senator's use of that term is as illogical as it is illustrative, in that his bizarre definition is identical to what most of his fellow Republicans believed just a few short years ago. The Libyan War makes clear what the Iraq War made confusing. There is a difference between conservatives who believe in a strong national defense and neoconservatives who believe in policing the world under the guise of national defense. The neoconservatives will only remain successful to the extent that they can continue to blur this distinction. Conservatives will only remain conservative to the degree that they can continue to maintain it.
And somewhere along the line, my friends, these conservatives managed to hijack the Patriot movement and the true conservatives. The ones who understood the importance of liberty and freedom. And it seems as though a lot of them have forgotten what James Madison said, that if tyranny and oppression comes to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Adolf Hitler once said, "Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death." Tom Ridge, former Secretary of Homeland Security, admitted that while he was head of Homeland Security, he was pressured by the neocons to raise the terror alerts to help Bush win re-election. because the neocons figured out fear of terror makes people stupid. And patriotic Americans would gladly give up all their freedoms for the guarantee of protection from the boogeyman. Let's go to the phones. Scott, West Virginia, thanks for holding, brother. Oh, Scott dropped. When you look at this bogus war on terror, it is something that I have attempted to warn Americans about for a very long time, because it became apparent to me in 1975 that South Africa's war on terror was nothing more than shutting down dissent against official government policy. I think it was Franklin Roosevelt in his first inaugural speech said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. But it still amazes me that not only were the neoconservatives successful in hijacking the patriot and conservative movement, but as we have also witnessed, have been very effective in nullifying the rise of the Tea Party. And this is all based on the so-called war on terror. And it is one of the most destructive elements to those who love liberty and freedom. And yet these very same people who called themselves conservatives and patriots and revered the writings of Jefferson and Madison about what liberty and freedom was all about, and yet in a period of a short few years, they were more than willing to give up all their freedoms and liberties. Let's go to the phone. Scott in Massachusetts. Hey, Scott.
Robbie.
Excuse me, choked to death, yeah?
You are a hot one, Robbie. I love you, man. But, you know, don't forget the Palestinians. And this whole operation they're pulling on the United States, it's like right out of Israel's playbook.
Oh, sure.
And we
became Israel. Look, I mean, you've got, this is what I find amazing, the Western media couldn't get enough of Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, mm-hmm. from South Africa, when he spoke out against the injustices being committed in South Africa. But recently, of late, Desmond Tutu has been very outspoken about the Palestinians, and yet you would be hard pressed to find any Western media coverage of Desmond Tutu's statements about the Palestinians in any Western media. The only way you're going to find out what he said about it is to go searching for it on the internet.
That's right. But the Western media is Jewish media, and their whole operation is in that direction. And we only get the news that they see fit for us to be propagandized with that makes them look good and makes everybody else look bad. And, you know, this whole thing that started in Afghanistan and the Taliban and all of that, to me it started under Clinton when I was getting the Boston Globe in the mid-90s and they were lambasting the Taliban for shooting Buddhist mountains up that had big Buddhist statues over there.
Well, they were blowing up statues, absolutely.
Right, so that I knew right away. This is in the mid-90s. I mean, the Jewish media in America set this war up.
Did you ever see that movie? I think it was Tom Hanks played Charlie Wilson. Remember Charlie Wilson? I think he was a congressman.
Mm.
Well, no, he could have been a senator. My memory's a little vague on that.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Wilson was responsible for arming the Mujahideen.
Right. Mm-hmm. We Afghanistan, we funded that against the Russians, and it brought the Russians down. I mean, this playbook that America is following has already been done with the Soviet Union and the destruction there. And then the recompilation in the form of the European Union and more consolidation, merger and acquisition type stuff.
But how can you explain these Americans in the 90s that were staunchly patriot?
The mid-90s? The McVeigh...
That
military
era,
militia.
These were the most loyal Americans you could find, who revered independence, liberty, and freedom. But these were the same people, not 10 years later, that were more than willing to give up all their freedoms based on this bogus war on terror.
I don't believe that to a large extent, Robbie. I don't feel that's my feeling is that after they demonized McVeigh the way they did, to blow up the Murrow Building, to destroy, terrorize America, and blow up documents, whatever the heck they were doing over there, God only knows. But the militia has gone underground because the people in the United States, like myself, understand that if you put more than three or four people together, they're going to infiltrate that group.
Oh, sure.
They're going to send somebody there, and the people of this country understand this. So the organized militias have gone underground. And, you know, you come to my neck of the woods. You're in trouble in my neck of the woods. I don't care who you are. And, you know, that's just the way it is. But there's no formal organizations. The most
I think Bunkman said the revolution started in Massachusetts. I think you need to drop her a line and give her a bit of Massachusetts history about where the revolution started.
And the whole United States into the Gaza Strip, Robbie.
Yep.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Well, my daddy taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when you don't go your way. Now I see all these shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions and it's up to me and you to come running too. The rescue.
Welcome back to the flip side, final segment. Yeah, politicians come running to the rescue. Politicians have known thousands of years that playing the fear card gives them more power and makes their subjects more compliant. Plato said this and no other is the root from which a tyrant springs when he first appears to be a protector. Joseph Stalin once said, the easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. The public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. Unfortunately, and I hate to say this, my friends, after 9/11, a large swath of patriotic conservative Americans took the stupid pill. And forgot their history. Tomorrow, for 2 hours, we'll be speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. And we'll trace the root of a particularly gullible part of American society that bought into the ideology of the neoconservatives. Because without the support of evangelical Christians, Americans wouldn't have lost some of the most basic freedoms that were enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It still amazes me. It still amazes me to this day how that all happened. Jerry Falwell's loyalty was bought by Israel cheaply when you consider the impact the moral majority had on patriots and conservatives. The price, a Learjet. Stand by for John Stadtmiller, National Intel Report, coming up after the break at the top of the hour. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.
Ever climbing.